This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University, and my guest this week is Dr. Teresa Reed, associate professor of English, who's here to discuss her new book, Shadows of Mary. She's being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Reed, what is your book about?
Shadows of Mary looks at different representations of Mary, the mother of Jesus, in theological and philosophical writings and in literature written for entertainment, like drama and poetry. What I found is that these different kinds of texts all focus on the status of Mary's body. Fathers of the Church, like St. Augustine and Thomas Aquinas, asked questions about Mary's body that modern readers would find either blasphemous or funny. Questions arose over whether or not Mary remained a virgin forever, which the Catholic Church to this day believes to be the case, whether she menstruated and lactated, and whether she died a bodily death, for instance. The interest in her body arises in the Christian belief that God became human when Jesus was born. If Jesus is to be fully human, then so must his mother be. At the same time, she must also be something special to have been chosen by God for such an honor. Mary's existence, then, is paradoxical. Shadows of Mary investigates some of the paradoxes surrounding this woman's body because my main interest in this study is to understand how and why the category of the feminine comes to play such a large and largely overwritten role in various literary conventions. In the Middle Ages, what it meant to be a woman was filtered through that culture's epitome of womanhood, the Holy Virgin Mary. It is little wonder, then, that all kinds of texts concerning women, from those of popular secular culture to those dealing with the intricacies of theology, invoke the Virgin's name as an aid in defining femininity.
Thank you. This is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.